design. I love its design. I remember when I was little, my mom asked me, would you like to play the violin or the piano? I looked at the giant monster and said to myself, I am not going to lock myself on that bench the whole day. This is small and lightweighted. I can play from standing, sitting, or walking. And you know what? The best of all is that if I don't want to practice, I can hide it. The violin is very beautiful. Some people relate it as the shape of a lady. But whether like it or not, it's been sold for more than 400 years. And unlike modern stuff, they easily look dated. But I think it's very personal and unique that although each violin looked pretty similar, that no two violins sound the same, even from the same maker or based on the same model. Entertainment. I love the entertainment, but actually, the instrument itself isn't very entertaining. I mean, when I first got my violin and tried to play around it, it was actually really bad because it sound like the way I heard from other kids. So horrible and so scratchy. So it wasn't entertaining at all. But besides, my brother found this very fun. Yeah. A few years later, I heard a joke about greatest violinist Yasha Heifetz. After Mr. Heifetz's concert, a lady came over and complimented, oh, Mr. Heifetz, your violin sounded so great tonight. And Mr. Heifetz is a very cool person, so picked up his violin and said, funny, I don't hear anything. Now I realize that it's the musician, we human being, with our great mind, artistic heart, and skill that can change the 16th century technology in a legendary design to a wonderful entertainment. Now, I know why I'm here.